at that point, we understood this was going to be something like we'd never seen in the history of our city.
You could look north and south and east and west, and you really couldn't see any familiar landmarks. They were all gone.
Mayor Walt Maddox and Mayor Mike Seibert sound like they're talking about one disaster. They're not.
All right, this is Alabama's ABC 3340, and the news is weather. You are looking at a live, large, violent tornado wrapped in rain approaching downtown Tuscaloosa. This is
an EF4 tornado hit Tuscaloosa 5 years ago.
It's a massive tornado, massive destruction.
Up to 200-mile-an-hour winds ripping a four-mile path, destroying 75% of Joplin, Missouri in just 10 minutes.
3 weeks after Tuscaloosa's storm, 150 residents of Joplin, Missouri died when an EF5 twister tore through their town. Mike Seibert is the mayor.
And all of a sudden, I'd come to a five-lane road, and I had absolutely no idea where I was.
It looked like hell on earth.
Judy Petty remembers that day. She owns Frank's Tavern on Main Street in Joplin.
People walking, people crying. It was awful. Awful.
Petty describes Frank's Tavern as literally the bar where everybody knows your name. The name Frank on the door, in case you were wondering, is Petty's late husband. He bought the place before they got married.
Yeah, the bar came with him.
Listen to this chilling video from inside a convenience store as the tornado hits.
There was nothing left.
Judy Petty's story is a familiar one to Brian Sanders. He owns the Express Oil Change Auto Shop on 15th Street in Tuscaloosa. That's where he was in 2011 when that tornado hit his town. It was just about closing time.
So we're just sitting here, and all of a sudden they said, hey, wait a minute, this thing's turning, and then we saw it coming from behind McDonald's.
Sanders and his staff hid in a grease pit until the storm passed. When they came out, his business was gone.
The only thing I remember thinking was, what am I going to do now? You know, it was terrible.
Both Petty and Sanders chose to rebuild, and that meant wading through red tape. They say their experiences in Joplin and in Tuscaloosa were different in some ways, but similar in others. Back at City Hall in Joplin, Mayor Seibert says his city chose to issue building permits fast.
One of the things that we've just really worked hard on is just to take care of our own, but to do that in a manner in which that people can try to get back to their normal lives as quickly as they can.
That's not how Tuscaloosa did it.
We ask that you just sign in here. We've got cards. Please fill out to us what you like, what you love.
Mayor Walt Maddox chose to slow the process down and bring in consultants. Following the tornado, residents filed past drawings of proposed urban centers mixing residential and retail space. Maddox says Tuscaloosa wasn't worried about losing residents like Joplin if homes weren't rebuilt quickly.
Coupled on top of that, the 12.5% of the city that was destroyed, a large portion of that was economically depressed. So we knew we had an opportunity to remake these areas if we could slow down and be strategic. We had time. We were not under a housing crunch.
But a different kind of crunch came in the press. A year after the storm, the Wall Street Journal ran an article critical of Maddox's slow building route compared to Joplin's speedier approach. The mayor still bristles at that story.
The people of Tuscaloosa went through hell and back, and they deserved a rebuilding plan that mattered, that was going to improve this community now and into the future. And I'm glad that this city decided to be part of that. And when the challenge came, we had the courage of our convictions to see it through.
But 5 years after the fact, how did each city do? We first met Brian Sanders at the Express Oil Change in Tuscaloosa in 2012, the day he reopened his shop 18 months after the tornado. The reviews that day were pretty good.
The first one that pulled up this morning when I walked out to her car, all she said was, yay. You know, she said, I'm so glad you're back. And I said, well, you know, I'm as happy to see you as you are to see us.
4 years later, we checked back to see how things were going. Sanders says, in hindsight, his dealings with the city went just okay.
I know they wanted to put a park in. I know they wanted to put several certain businesses in, but it was frustrating to think that we might have to move because this part of town is home to us, and it's been real good to us over the years, and it would have definitely affected our business.
The city didn't build a park, but what was a vacant lot behind Sanders' business in 2012 is now home to a new Fresh Market grocery store, a Dick's Sporting Goods store, a Bed Bath & Beyond, and restaurants serving everything from Tex-Mex to burgers to pizza. Sanders says between 10 and 3, the traffic is brutal.
If you're brave, you try to go across 58th Street.
Back at Frank's Tavern in Joplin, Judy Petty remembers her run-ins with City Hall.
A little bit hard to get along with, but in the long run, it turned out okay.
One bone of contention was where Petty could rebuild. Frank's Tavern used to be right up against the street.
I was grandfathered in, and they made me move back 15 foot off the sidewalk, which now I'm setting back further than anybody else. But it was what it was.
Other businesses waited, and they got to build closer to the road. Petty blames Joplin's speedy approach.
I'd probably been better off if I'd have waited 6 months before I built back. And like everybody else, but I wanted to get back up and running.
So Joplin built back fast, and Tuscaloosa went slow. Ironically, 5 years after both tornadoes, neither city says it's fully recovered, and it could take 5 to 10 years to finish the work. Ultimately, we asked Petty and Sanders how they're doing 5 years after the storms.
I'm happy with it. My husband would have been very pleased with it, so it turned out good. Did good.
We're doing more cars than we did before. We're doing, as far as revenue, our revenue is up considerably. We're offering more services than we used to offer. You know, we sell tires and do alignments now. We didn't have the room for that before.
And that may say it all. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.